Awesome. Okay. All right. So let's get started. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for being with us today. I'm calling to order the Aberdeen Architectural Conservation District Commission public hearing at 4:07 p.m. on the July 7th, I'm sorry, July 13th, 2023. Commissioners present today are myself, Nikita Burns, Helen Pillsbury, and then Kirsten Hoffman. And we have staff member with us, Nicholas Armada, as well as Lori. I don't want to say the last name wrong. So today the commission will be holding a public hearing to review applications in accordance with the Commonwealth of Massachusetts executive order suspending certain provisions of the open meeting law, including the July 16th, 2022 amendment, extending the suspension of these provisions until March 31st, 2025. We will be conducting these meetings online to ensure the public access to the deliberations of the Aberdeen Architectural Conservation District Commission. The public may access this call through telephone or video conferencing. This hearing will be recorded. Any further conversations between commissioners should be audible to the public in attendance until the hearing has adjourned. Are there any media present, elected officials currently present? If so, please state your name and title and affiliations. I'm hearing none. Members of the public will have an opportunity to ask questions and provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand in the application via the Zoom meeting platform. We will repeat these instructions throughout the hearing. And so the first item on the agenda today is a design review hearing for application 23-11-25 for 97 Wollaston Road. The applicant is name is Joe, and the proposed work is removing existing vinyl siding and replacing it with 6-inch wood siding. So I'll hand it over to Joe.
Hey everybody, can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Yes.
Perfect. So as of a couple of days ago, there was vinyl siding on the house. We decided to take the vinyl off and see what was exactly underneath there. And Nick, I think that I sent you some pictures of actually something pretty incredible that we found. So it's a two-story home. It's condoized. On the top floor, there's clapboard, and it's about 5-inch reveal. It's all wood. On the first floor, we found Dutch lap. And it's a Dutch lap 7-inch exposure. It's got a about an inch and a half taper on it. So we would like to bring all that back. In between the first and the second floor, it looks like there was a belly band there. It could have maybe been a piece of crown molding. I assume it was a piece of crown molding that separated the first and second floor. It was at least a belly band that was like maybe a 5/4 by 8. So we'd be bringing that back to differentiate the top and bottom floor. The window trims are a 5/4 by 5. It used to have a band molded around it. We would probably like to maybe not do the band molding and just keep it a simple 5/4 by 5, which technically it is now, and a sill, a historical sill on the bottom of every window. On the very bottom of the house, in between the foundation, sorry, in between the foundation and the Dutch lap, there is a water table. That little strip that you see there that's missing over at the bottom of the house that's circled in the red, that used to be the cap of a water table. It's just a slanted 2-inch five-quarter piece. I would like to bring all that back. So historically, we're bringing back everything that you see here. What we would want to do instead of doing band moldings around the windows, the only change would just make that a more simplified 5/4 by 4 that goes around the windows. The windows themselves would be changed. They'd be black on the outside. It would be 6/1 pattern. My customer would really like to have a 6/6. I thought that was somewhat reasonable if you guys were okay with that. 6/6 windows. It was wood interior, black exterior. Since they're bringing back all the wood that they wanted to do at the very beginning of the, they wanted to do vinyl at the very beginning, but they switched their minds to satisfy everybody to do real wood, exactly like it is right now. So if they could do a 6/6, that would, it'd be helpful for my customers. They would really like a 6/6 grid. So that's a differential. And the other differential is the band molding around the windows. Could it just be a 5/4 by 4 instead of 5/4 by 5 with the band molding?
So, Joe, just for clarification, were you going to keep the existing clapboards on the house and repaint it, or what are you thinking?
Oh, I'm stripping it all off. Everything's coming off the house, and I'm doing the exact same thing that's there right now.
Is there any reason why you just can't reuse it? Is it rotted?
Yes, there's rot, there's nails, there's broken boards everywhere, there's water issues. It's got to go. Yeah. Okay.
Got it. All right. So I'll stop talking because I want my commissioners to say something. But so Joe, typically speaking, when we are kind of doing some investigating in terms of finding out what type of window pane configuration is in a house, we either rely on historic precedent, meaning there may be an old window that still exists on the property, or if we don't know, and I think in this instance, we don't know, we would rely on the windows that are there now, because it's very possible that the vinyl windows that are there now were installed to duplicate what was originally there. So this property, knowing this style, this arts and crafts kind of bungalow style, this probably would have been a 6/1 window, as you see here. It's a very common window configuration for this type of neighborhood. So it would be my recommendation as staff to keep the 6/1. Of course, it is up to the commission to make that recommendation or that approval. And I think that's it. So commissioners, if you have any other questions, comments, or concerns. Oh, and Joe, are there any of the original windows left? Were you able to find any?
No, there's no original windows. They've all been changed.
Okay.
Helen Pillsbury here. Can you could you explain the significance of the band, what you're calling the band width, or the change around the windows that you want 5 instead of 5 3/4? Can you explain that again and talk about that in a little more detail for us to understand a little more clearly what the difference is, what significance is?
So in between the first and the second floor, you can see in that photograph, there's a piece of wood that's missing.
Yeah.
Typically in between the first and second floor in a house is like, especially because if you follow that line over to that kind of roof line in between. So you have the three windows on the bottom, and then you have the next three windows. Then you have a roof line that's right in the middle of the house. That's the porch.
Yeah.
That was typically a crown molding that went straight across, and it went into where the gutter system was. It would have been a wood gutter back in the day, and it would have had a piece of wood that was a piece of crown molding that died into that old wood gutter. And that's historically what was probably there. I know they took something out because it's missing. So that big, you know, maybe 4-inch gap right there that you're seeing, I don't think it would have just been another piece of 1x, because there's a 1x right underneath it. There was typically a 1x with, like, I don't know, like 6-inch reveal or whatever, with a piece of crown molding. It would be a 5, like maybe like a 3 5/8 crown molding with a little cap on the top of it. That's historically when I do these homes, that's what I would see this house have. And I was, especially if there's something in between the first and second floor that's a clapboard.
So Joe, we only need to look across the street to get a precedent. And so I'm just taking a peek at the neighboring property right across the way. And it should probably look like this here. Helen, what do you think?
So what is the applicant proposed?
Wow, that's probably exactly what it looked like. I think that the middle band probably was redone at some point. I'm not sure if that's metal or that's real wood that we're looking at.
Yeah, it's wood. You can tell by the weathering.
Yeah, cool. So, that's a gorgeous look. I like that look better than a crown molding anyways. So I bet I could get my homeowners on that.
Yeah.
I'm not clear what you were proposing in your original presentation.
So that belly band in between the first and second floor that you see in there, mm-hmm. that white strip, mm-hmm. It's just kind of a cap with a, I guess it's boxed out with a cap on the top. Wouldn't you say, Nick?
Yeah. It looks like it's it is definitely boxed out, and there may be some architectural detailing on the underside also. Maybe a little groove or something.
Yeah, I think a little bed molding underneath it.
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah, I can replicate that.
So are you saying now that you propose to do something very similar to what's on this house?
Yeah. So now since he showed the neighbor's house, because you know it's a lot of guesswork.
Right.
I've never seen a belly band that way before, and I think it'd be beautiful. So I could bring that back.
Nick, do you think that's, I mean, you know, sometimes, as you mentioned, we get into looking for historical detail. We don't always have documentation, and then we don't like to speculate too much, but do you think that's probably,
it seems
like a house in the same era and similar style. Do you think that was probably an original detail in that house, and therefore?
I think so.
Likely yeah. A similar detail.
And then we can look at some of the comparable details. So we have the diamond patterned window up here. If you look over here, there's a diamond patterned window, similar slope on the roof. It also looks like, you know, even dimensionally, even the wood, so that beautiful paneling that Joe was able to expose, it looks like it's almost identical to this.
So that's the applicant's house is the cream colored house across the corner that we're seeing.
Yeah, this is the applicant's property. Okay. And this is the neighboring property, which is very likely what that house looked like.
Yeah.
Joe, would you be okay the trim around the windows? Is that something that you'd be able to replicate?
Yeah, that's the other question I had. It wasn't entirely clear what you're proposing around the windows and how it differs from what's there now. Can you expound on that a little bit, please?
So on my screen right now, I still see a picture of the neighbor's house. Oh. Is that what everyone's looking at?
Exactly.
Oh, there we go. Yeah. So if you look at that neighbor's house and you look around the window trims, there's a band molding, just this little tiny molding that goes around the window trims. So that band molding, we were thinking maybe losing that band molding and just make it simple in a 5/4 by 4. I think I can convince my neighbors, my homeowners, to just go back to the 5/4 by 5 and then put a band molding that matches those windows. I think we can do that.
Do we know if these two houses are by the same architect? They have a lot of similarities.
Look, I didn't.
Yeah, so the architect wasn't listed on the building permit that I located, but it's very likely. I mean, they're almost identical.
Yeah. I want to comment that this house, it seems like there's maybe some windows that don't open that have the divided all the way through the pole window, but otherwise that the renovated house seems like it has 6/1 for the windows that open.
Yeah.
I know that the applicant is requesting 6/6, but I think that 6/1 is probably a more typical style of houses of that period. Again, you know, we don't want to speculate too much, but you kind of go by what the other documentation you have. If you don't have a documentation for the exact property, and I think the fact that the one across the street has a 6/1 is an indication that it's sort of supports that typical style.
Yeah. Everything kind of points to that. Yeah, it probably had a 6/1.
You know, I mean, if you think about 6/6, that really might actually seem like too much and almost too busy. The 6/1 makes you really appreciate those small panels at the top because it's not the whole window with that detail. And it makes that detail really come forward and be noticeable.
And Helen, with an arts and crafts style building like this, a 6/1 is a characteristic of that style of architecture.
Right.
It would not have been a 6/6. That would have been more colonial revival. Joe, just one little question that keeps coming up that I wanted to just run. You didn't run into, when you were taking off the vinyl siding, did you run into anything like this?
What am I looking at?
It looks like a wood panel You see this here?
I'm on the picture that's showing up to me right now is just my homeowner's house.
Oh.
On Google Street.
Yeah, no, this is your homeowner's here. And then this is the neighbor. You see this here? Is it not moving?
Yeah, no, it's not moving on my side.
Here, let me just stop sharing my screen for a sec. And then share screen again. How about that? Can you see the neighboring property now?
No, it says Nicholas starts sharing a screen. It's just blank right now.
Helen, can you see it?
I do. Okay. I see the neighbor's house right now.
Yeah.
The tow courthouse.
Okay. And you got a little bit of a delay, Joe?
Yeah, I guess so. It's just blank. So I can.
So at the rear of the property, there are these small decks that have kind of this. It almost looks like it's a door that's put horizontally. And it's got some interesting detailing. And I know you just took the vinyl siding off yesterday. And I was just curious if you ran into any other detailing that was kind of interesting or special. Underneath.
No, I'm just looking through some photographs that my guy sent me of the house being stripped yesterday.
Yeah.
Let me just double check. I did not see anything that jumped out at me. I am always in for bringing back those details.
But yeah, actually, you mentioned the thing about, you mentioned about the toward the bottom, the horizontal band that was like, you call the water table.
Oh, yeah. Let me go back to that screen. Poor Joe doesn't have a working screen, but we'll try our best here.
So are you saying you're proposing to replicate that?
Yeah, I wanted to bring back the water table on the bottom of the house. I believe now I can see the neighbor's house now.
We actually moved on to your property owner's house.
Sweet. So where I see the kind of detail you're talking about on the porch and the neighbor's house, just kind of backtracking.
Yep.
The porch is on my neighbor's house, that on my customer's house is just plywood.
Okay.
All of that's gone and it's open. So that's
okay.
It looks something like that. No.
All right. Just had to check.
Yeah.
Okay. Now on to the water table question that Helen had. Helen, you want to just restate your question?
Oh, no, did I understand you to say that you're looking to replicate that and kind of preserve that detail?
Correct.
Yeah, that's good.
The neighbor has a water table.
Yeah. I guess if we can go back, Nick, and just, I'd like to know if the other commissioners, on the issue of the window seems important, if the other commissioners are in agreement on that before we go to the other topics.
Kirsten, Nikita, what do you think about the windows? Do you agree with Helen that they should stay six over one?
I agree with Helen.
I'm totally in agreement with that. I feel that, you know, the six over six would be way too much. But I'm totally in agreement, yes.
Any other questions for Joe?
No. So the issue of the size of the 6-inch, it's 5-inch wood and replacing with 6-inch, is that, am I understanding that correctly?
The clapboard, Joe, in terms of the dimensions that we talked about?
Yeah, the dimensions are going to be basically the same exact thing. They vary a little bit. There's margin of tolerance with like 3/4 of an inch because they try to hit the bottoms of the windows, they try to hit the tops of the windows. So they kind of vary a little bit on the reveal, but it's basically going to be the same exact reveal that's there right now.
So, and then just to be clear, because we want to make sure we get this right, because I think we're all really excited about this. So there will be a larger plank on the bottom on the first floor and then a smaller plank on top, correct? After the belly band.
Yeah, the first floor technically right now is called Dutch Lap Colonial. That's a Dutch lap 7-inch and it has a woven corner. That's pretty rare. You don't see that a lot. So this is amazing. Actually, this is kind of funny. This is what the design of my homeowner really wanted at the very beginning.
That's right. Yeah. We talked about this.
Yeah. And like, it's because it actually has a little bit more of a modern feel if you actually look at it, and it kind of aged very well, this style. So, but it's not modern. It's very classic.
So this must have just been revealed in, before you, at the time you put in your application, you probably didn't even have this information.
No,
this is that brand new. That was
brand new as of yesterday, the day before.
Yeah.
Awesome. And then in terms of the windows, Joe, are we doing anything with the basement windows?
No.
Okay. And then the windows, I have the specs here. Are they simulated? Are they simulated divided lights or true divided lights?
I believe it's simulated.
That's fine. That's approvable. Yep. At the exterior and interior grids, are they integrated into the frame? And they're not snap-ons, basically.
They'll be in between the glass.
So we would want them to be interior and exterior.
Oh, I'm sorry, they're extruded.
Okay, good.
They're extruded. I'm sorry.
But it's not the snap-on grids, though, right?
Correct.
Okay, cool. Just want to make sure.
Yeah. And they would be black exterior.
We don't regulate color, unfortunately.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Any other questions for Joe? Nikita, do you want to do the public comment spiel? Nikita, you there?
I
think she had a bad signal. All right, we're gonna have to hang tight a little bit, because without her, we don't have a quorum. So we have to wait for her to come back. I apologize to anybody.
No,
Joe, while we're here, while we're waiting for Nikita to join again, there she is. Just a friendly reminder, we already talked about this, but I always like to get it out into the public that trees, vegetation are regulated by our commission. So if your property owner has any questions in terms of removal of any of the trees, that is something that we regulate on our commission. So have them reach out to us if there's any interest in doing that. Okay. Cool.
Okay. Yes.
Awesome. Nikita, how you doing?
I'm all right. My connection's a bit unstable today with the Wi-Fi.
That's okay.
All this, you know, crazy times over here. It's a little busy. Sure. So I'm going to leave my video off to try to get my line to stabilize, but is there any other comments or questions from any commissioner? If not, we can move on to public comment. Is that okay, Nick?
That's great.
Awesome. Okay. So members of the public will have an opportunity to ask questions and provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand in the application via the Zoom meeting platform, and we will repeat these instructions throughout the hearing. And public comment is now open.
All right, if you have any public comment, you can either raise your hand, you can write something in the chat. Any public comment? Hearing none, there are no public comments that were received electronically, so we can close public comment for this application. Nikita, back to you.
Great. So public comment is now closed, and we can move on to the voting portion of for this application. So I will ask the commission, is there a motion from a commissioner?
Do you want me to try to?
That would be great, Helen, go, just because I'm like.
I think that we accept the applicant's application as presented, I think we should maybe specify, because there is some difference that was revealed recently, you know, since the application was made, that the upper portion would be the clavard. That's approximately, what's the depth of that, Nick? 4 inches or 5 inches? 5 inches. And then there's the Dutch plank and the lower portion that's, I believe it's 7 inches. The windows would be 6/1. And the applicant, yeah, you said you think that you can, that your client would agree to doing the band around the windows. Do you commit to that? Do we include that in our?
I think so, Helen. And if the homeowner is not happy with that, they can just return to the commission.
Okay. So that's like a 1/4-inch band. Is that what that's called around the window?
Yeah. So it'd be a 5/4 by 5.
5/4 by 5 around the window.
Yeah, we're going to try a 3/4 band.
And replicating the water table. I think that's everything. Did I miss anything?
Helen, can I just make a recommendation to model it after the neighboring properties?
So along the belly band, yes, and that would be replaced and model on the neighboring house at 90 Porter Road or whatever that address is. Yeah.
Great.
So I do have one question. Since the house is being all painted and everything, could we do PVC window trims and paint it? It's going to look exactly like real wood.
That's not allowed. Unfortunately,
no. Actually, we didn't really specify, but is there a specific window design or material that was included in the proposal?
It's going to be wood interior.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
So I second the motion that Helen put forth. So we can do a roll call. Helen?
Aye.
Kirsten?
Aye.
And myself, aye. So application 23-11-25-AB has been approved.
All right, Joe. So I'll get you a letter out in the mail tomorrow morning, the email. And you'll be good to go. Okay. Thanks for all your hard work. We're really excited to see the final product. Yeah.
Thank you. It's a great project.
Yeah. Thank you guys very much. All right. Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Wonderful. So now we can move on to the second application that we have for the design review. It's going to be application number 23-11-87 for 356 Chestnut Hill Avenue. And the proposed work is new storefront signage. And I'll hand it over to Antonio if he's here, or the applicant.
There a representative here for Antonio's? There is a phone number here. Is that phone any of your phone numbers?
Oh, what number is it? It might be my phone.
Oh, 617-637-2129.
Nope, that's not me.
It's not you. Oh, anyone here for Antonio's? Let me just see here. Ask to unmute. Here. Let me just double check the phone number I have on file. It's not the same phone number.
Is it? Wait, are you sure? Can you go back to that for a second?
Yeah. This number?
No, that's a different number. You're right.
Let's
see. But do we know who that is, all that number there?
It could be just a participant or a member of the public. I did get their hearing email, so not much we can do. All right, so let's move on.
Okay, so we'll move on to have the administrative review. Give me 1 second. Okay. And so I'm going to read off the applications and then we'll open up public comment. And then we'll have commissioner discussion after. So under the administrative review, we have application. Sorry, let me just make sure. Okay. We have application 231067. For Fort Chesbrook Road. We also have application 231085 for 1634 and 1638 Commonwealth Avenue. Is there any questions from the commission?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I do have a question on Fort Chesbrook Road.
Yep.
Nick, because this the segment that says repaint entryways in kind using Conroe plastic color. We have this issue about masonry. Mm-hmm. And that our guidelines say it shouldn't be painted. And we've actually had buildings that we've issued violations because they painted and made the remove. So I'm always like trying to conscious of that. Is this painting for like the front, like columns and entranceway of the building? And is it a building that was already painted?
Yes.
So we're allowing it to be repainted.
Correct.
Rather, as opposed to somebody with a fresh, unpainted concrete entrance that we would probably not permit to do that if it weren't
thanks for asking that question. This is already painted. Let me just bring it up on Google Street View so you can see that.
I'm worried about like kind of equity and people treating everyone fairly and the same, because we have in the past required people to remove when they just went and did it without when it was already had not been painted at all, and they just went. Okay, gotcha.
All right,
and it's in bad condition now.
Yeah.
So. Okay. Thank you.
All right. And then Nikita and Kirsten, you may have been here last time. Remember, this person didn't come, and we had it under originally design review. I have since talked with that applicant, and what they had originally planned to do was take the copper flashing and band it up over the architectural detail of the property. Actually, you know what? It's the same property. So they wanted to band that copper flashing to go over. Am I sharing my screen?
Yeah. Yep, I can see it.
They wanted to band it so it would go over this architectural detail here. And mm-hmm. I let them know that that was probably something that would not go well with the commission. So they have modified their request to just bring it up just below the architectural mm-hmm. detailing. So it will not be visible over that detail. So we're good to go. So that's awesome. Still exposed. Yeah.
Thank you, Nick. We appreciate that.
Yep.
Is there any other questions? I don't have any for the administrative reviews. I think I'm good. Anyone else? Hearing nothing, we can move to public comment. Give me 1 second. Okay, so members of the public will have an opportunity to ask questions and provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand in the application via the Zoom meeting platform, and we will repeat these instructions throughout the hearing. And public comment is now open.
Okay, any public comment for these applications? Seeing none, and there were none received via email, so we can close public comment for this application.
Great, so public comment is now closed. And we'll move on to the voting portion for administrative review. Is there a motion from a commissioner? I can make a motion to accept all the applications. So application 231063 and application 231085. I will make the motion to accept those applications. Is there a second?
Second.
Great. And we'll go all in favor.
Aye.
Great. So application 231063 has been approved, and application 231085 has also.
Great.
We can move on. Oh, go ahead, Nick.
Sorry, Nikita. I saw that someone new came into the hearing here. So is there anyone here for 356 Chestnut Hill Avenue? If you're here.
Hello, how you doing? My name is Ray Diano. I'm the artist that created the sign for Antonio's Kitchen.
Okay.
We were at the meeting for from a phone number, but we couldn't communicate with you.
I had that suspicion. I'm glad we kind of held out for you. All right.
Thank you so much.
Okay. So if you just go ahead and explain your sign, we'll get you taken care of.
Okay. So Antonio Kitchen is a sign that is going to be on raised letters by a company that makes signs, and they've been doing it for a while. They did the sign next door for the circle. And yeah, it's going to be put on the brick wall where previously, I think you can see in one of the photos that states that there's a sign that says pizza. So all that existing area had a sign previously there. And we are just going to replace the pizza sign and put our new Antonio Kitchen with backlit letters.
And I'm going to bring up a street view in case the commissioners have any questions in relation to the neighboring properties. Let me just bring that up here. All right. It's there. All right. New share. Okay. Commissioners, questions, concerns? And Helen, I guess this kind of proves that this property is not for sale.
Is this business being kind of broken into two businesses, and the circle will still be there, but the pizza is a separate segment now? Am I understanding that correctly? And so the circle sign that's up above in the middle and the tavern sign that's on the left, all that will stay the same because that's part of the existing business that's staying the same.
And you are correct.
And the pizza is now that business had a pizza segment. Now the pizza segment is a completely separate business, which is your client's business. And you're going to remove that sign that says pizza on like the wooden band and put the backlit sign on the brick.
Yes, ma'am. It's same materials. Just so you can have an imagery, if you ever pass by the Chestnut Hills Avenue, you're going to see that. The sign that is there right now is backlit. We're just replacing, taking away the pizza sign because my client wants to stand out and be able to be identified. And yes, we're just replacing the sign. Same type of material thing, everything.
But placing it on the brick, not on that wooden band, am I understanding that correctly?
Yes, ma'am.
Nick, do the materials meet our commission guidelines?
They do. The only thing that I would just know is just recommending installing them through the mortar joints and not the brick itself.
Right. We always make that recommendation.
Yeah. Got it. Through the mortar joint. Got it.
And my only question is, so this will be lined up perfectly with the circle sign, right? So it'll be centered similar to how the circle sign is centered so that it'll look on the same plane.
Yes, Nick. I don't know if because I'm not viewing what you are viewing on the sheet. But the sign is going to be lined up with the circle, which is the one on the center by the door. And it should be perfectly, lined up. I'll be there when the installation is happening. It should be perfectly lined up with the tavern sign. So we're trying to keep this, as balance as possible with the previous sign.
Beautiful. So thank you.
Like in the vertical plane lined up with that, and then kind of centered over the window that's the pizza.
Yes. Like
kind of centered over that window. Awning is staying the same, no change to the awning. You're just doing sign.
Yes, we're just doing the sign.
Yeah. Okay.
Any other questions?
I don't have any questions, and we'll be happy to answer any questions in my capacity.
Nikita, do you want to take any public comment?
Yeah, sure. I'm comfortable with the project so far, thus far. So I don't have any questions, so I can open up public comment. Give me 1 second. So members of the public will now have an opportunity to ask questions and provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand in the application via the Zoom meeting platform, and we will repeat these instructions throughout the hearing. So public comment is now open.
Okay, and it doesn't look like there's anybody here but us. So we can close public comment, and there were none received electronically.
Great, so public comment is now closed, or we can move on to the voting portion. Is there a motion from a commissioner?
I'll make a motion to accept the proposal as presented with the proviso to install the sign on mortar rather than in bricks, not through the bricks.
Fantastic. I second the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Awesome. So that means the application, give me 1 second. Go back a little bit. Application 2311-87 has been approved.
Thank you.
Thanks. Sorry for the trouble earlier.
No, thank you for inviting us. And be sure to pass by. I'm pretty sure that, the guys will be very happy to meet you.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you. All right.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye. Okay. Meeting minutes.
Yes.
Just for context, so Helen wasn't here. However, because without Helen's vote, we won't be able to vote. Helen, you are able to vote for the meeting minutes.
Okay.
Yep.
Great. Okay. So let's see. I'm sorry, I'm a little discombobulated here. All right, so for the meeting minutes, it's the motion, so I can make the motion, right? We don't
have to,
okay, yep. Great. So I'd like to make a motion to ratify the June 8th, 2023 public hearing minutes. Is there a second to the motion?
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
The ayes have it. And let's see, the June 8th, 2023 public hearing minutes have been ratified.
Awesome. Okay, so we're all set. I don't have any staff updates today, I don't think. No updates. No updates yet. I'll show that information later. Cool. So I guess we just need a motion to adjourn.
Great. Is there a motion from a commissioner?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I second the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And our meeting is concluded for the evening.
Great. Awesome.
Thank you, guys. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, everybody. Helen, if you could just stay on for a second. And we will be good to go. All right.